This is Akashvani, the news read by Appu Gapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stones of major infrastructure and industrial development projects worth over 6,300 crore rupees in Assam. The development projects include Darang Medical College and Hospital and GNM School and BSc Nursing College, strengthening medical education and healthcare delivery in the region. Addressing people at Mangaldoi in Darang district, the Prime Minister said India is the fastest growing country in the world and Assam has become one of the fastest growing states in the country. Modi said the country is moving ahead unitedly to build a developed India and Northeast has a very big role in the achievement of this resolution. Modi also urged people to be brand ambassadors of Vocal for Local and to take pride in Swadeshi products. Later today, the Prime Minister will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of infrastructure and industrial development projects worth over 9,230 crore rupees in Assam. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has emphasized the need to make Hindi more flexible with time and to foster its coexistence with regional languages. Inaugurating Hindi Day and 5th All India Rajbhasha Sammelan at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar, the minister called upon the citizens to respect their mother tongue while also supporting Hindi. He said, the central government has introduced initiatives like the Sarathi platform and Hindi Shabd Sindhu Kosh to make Hindi more accessible. He underlined that Hindi should not remain only a language of conversion but should also become the language of science, technology, justice and policy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also extended his greetings to the people of the country on the occasion of Hindi Divas today. In a social media post, Modi said that Hindi is not merely a medium of communication, but a vibrant heritage of the country's identity and values. He also highlighted that the growing respect for Hindi language on the global stage is a matter of pride and inspiration for the nation. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting L. Murugan, who was on a two-day visit to Punjab, said this is the time to stand by the flood victims of the state. The minister said central government is standing by the state and its people to provide everything necessary to take them out of this situation. He said center is coordinating with the state government in providing relief. He clarified that the 12,000 crore rupees already lying with Punjab has to be first utilized under State Disaster Response Fund, SDRF. Then the state government has to submit its utilization certificate to ask for more funds. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry has reopened the application window for the production-linked incentive scheme for white goods, including ACs and LED lights, for a period of 30 days starting tomorrow. The ministry said that the application window for this scheme shall remain open from the 15th of this month to the 14th of the next month. It said that no application will be accepted after the closure of the application window. U.S. President Donald Trump has urged all NATO countries to join in and stop buying Russian oil as he threatened 50 to 100% tariff on China because of its ties with Russia, saying that tariff would be lifted once the Ukraine war ends. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and U.S. Trade Representative Jamieson Greer released a statement calling on partner nations to enact tariffs if they were truly committed to ending the Ukraine war. The Trump administration has also been pressurizing European nations and G7 allies to place tariffs on countries buying Russian energy. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Bihar, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Goa and Sikkim today. The IMD also predicted heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Andhra Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, North Interior, Karnataka, Odisha and Telangana till tomorrow. According to the weather agency, Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan, Muzaffarabad and Telangana are expected to witness thunderstorm and lightning conditions during the next 2-3 days. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.